thank you for tuning in to 2012 Journey to Evolution, where the evolution of matter and spirit meet. I am your host, Tambourine Borelli, and it is such a beautiful day today. I don't know where everyone is right now around the world, but in Yelm, Washington, it is gorgeous. It is sunny outside, the wind is blowing, and the trees are beautiful. Today, I have a very special guest. His name is Scott Ercoliani, and he, well, I'll tell you the name of his company. It's I Get Real TV, Movies for Your Mind, Results for Your Life. And I'm just going to say that his work is so powerful and so beautiful. It basically is, you know what, before I sabotage the explanation of exactly what it is, I'm going to go ahead and introduce Scott and let him tell you for himself. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Great to be here. Really great to be with you.
So can you tell people a little bit about what your intention is with these movies for your mind?
Well, there's many things that I've got going on here in creating the I Get Real TV DVD series. And first and foremost is just an expression of my love and my passion, my gratitude for life itself, and taking my skills that I have acquired and developed of video editing and audio editing, mixing them together with sounds of nature, positive, powerful affirmations, statements, colors, animations, scenes of nature, and mixing this together with some common, known, powerful truths of empowerment and mm-hmm. self-development, and just expressing myself. So it's like, it's just an exercise of expressing. A singer sings.
Right.
I'm a video editor, and I edit these videos together as just a complete expression of who I am. And I think it was mostly based in me being so affected or impacted, as I believe we all are, but I was very aware of the impact of movies, or anytime I see some audio or a presentation involving lights and color and sounds and music, just lifts my soul. I want to be part of that vibration, frequency, reality, whatever you want to say. And so I have to check in with myself. I'm not sure if I'm answering your question, but I'm just going on. So it's just a joy of mine to express these DVDs called I Get Real TV. So
can you describe a little bit, like say for instance, the one in front of me here is Abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just describe for the listeners, you know, when you press play,
mm-hmm.
can you describe what the experience is?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I'm coming from the, I'm creating these, and then as a viewer, I step back and view them and have my own experience, and it alters and changes every day or anytime I sit down. And I hear from people, either emails or calls or letters, that they experience, they have their experience,
right?
So, but, you know, and generally speaking, what I hear a lot of is a feeling of being uplifted, inspired, open, clear. You know, sometimes I'll hear about confronted, like there might be something like, ooh, I didn't like that about that, that reflected something about whatever. So it's no different than any experience of reading a book or going to see a movie or taking a walk in a conversation. It can be very uplifting, opening, connecting with your, you know, inner the core values and your inner experience of who you are. I love, before the interview, I just popped on a couple of chapters from the health DVD. So we have four DVDs right now. One is gratitude, one is health, one is abundance, the last one was freedom. I'm currently working on the fifth one called love. And
I love that one.
Yeah. Each of these will be focused around those particular themes, but all of them are meant to just give us access to those higher self frequencies that we have in ourselves, that we're all connected to, that we're all extensions of. And my attempt is to reach in to that vibration and express from there and share that. And it seems to, anytime, like if you ask yourself, what am I grateful for, really? And it's just on the drive over here to your lovely home here in Yelm, Tambourine. The sunshine, the fields, I saw some horses, I saw a pond. It's just whatever that is and being real. And that's why I named it I Get Real, because it's time for me to peel that onion away.
Right.
And to get into those core, of that higher frequency of who I really am. I say who we really all are. And I love expressing in that realm. And what's happening when people watch is just like they watch anything. If they're watching a movie, an advertisement, TV, I mean, come on, we are bombarded by emails and pop-ups on our internet and radio and advertising and television and movies and magazines and billboards and signs. At the grocery store, you have this, we're just bombarded by all these images, and they do enter our thought process, whether we're conscious or not. And what I've done is taken the most powerful examples and methods of connecting to that self that has us be in action. So an advertisement for drink this pop, they have a certain way of doing it. And so that you say, you know, I actually feel like a soda pop here, and I do that. And that gets you in action, consciously or unconsciously, to do that. Well, we take that and then take concepts of gratitude, of being grateful, of being healthy, of being abundant, of being free, of being in love with life itself, and have, in a way, advertising to oneself of that higher vibration. And in the middle of the day, I might say, wow, I really am grateful for this beautiful drive over here, just like I did.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of, we were on a walk earlier, I was with my my buddies, and I want to introduce to the show here one of my friends here. He came over, he did yoga, came down from Tacoma, did some yoga. We had breakfast this morning, and we went for a walk. One of the things, before I introduce my friend here, Jim, we noticed, I don't even know what they're called, there's a group of ants. You ever see that where they make an ant hill?
Yeah.
And it's just somewhere we crouched down and looked, just covered with ants and all the holes. This thing must have been, what, 3-4 feet high and 3-4 feet wide, just this mound of beautiful society of theirs working together, creating abundance of their own and their expression. We're just blown away by the magic of that. And I'm so truly grateful of that. Now, the DVD, the first one that we created called Gratitude, hones us in on that kind of thing, that those things that we see during the day, we might not just look over that anthill. We'll actually pause, stop, look at it, and be connected with it, because we truly are
right, connected
with all. And so that's the kind of thing. But I did want to, can I introduce my friend?
Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
And so my friend here is with me, Jim Bacon. I'll let him just speak a little bit about what he does with breath work and breath facilitation. He travels the world and works with people. I've done some work with him for myself. I ended up in tears and just had some breakthrough results for myself working with Jim Bacon here. I actually had the privilege of including Jim in one of my chapters on the latest DVD, Freedom. It's the second chapter called The Call. And Jim does some nice work with the bowl, sounding bowl, and just, it's a call to freedom. It's a call to love. And he's on that. He's featured in that second chapter. And we just, I just love him so much. I'm glad he's here. Jim, why don't you just say hi? You
know? Okay, thanks, Scott.
Yeah.
Really is my privilege to be here, and thanks for inviting me. It was kind of a last-minute thing, and Tambourine, thanks for being willing to have me included. The I Get Real TV series is an idea that I wasn't too sure about when Scott first brought up the concept, the idea, the original. It sounded okay, but I didn't know quite how a person would create that in a video and have it be effective. Now that verdict is really in. This is very powerful, powerful work. And as Scott said, I have the privilege of being on one track in the Freedom DVD with my crystal bowl. It's a beautiful bowl with a great sound. And it actually, the sound comes across in the DVD as a call to freedom. And it's very powerful. So what happens in that track and in all the tracks, really, I think, with the I Get Real TV series is that we actually make a choice to immerse ourselves in a higher, I'm going to say a higher vibrational state than what might just be handed to us in regular advertising media, let's say. So rather than being, as Scott said, bombarded by media from the outside that you don't have much of a choice about, I can put in this DVD and actually intend a message to myself of gratitude, of health, of abundance, of freedom, of love. And these are all, I'm just going to, words don't really serve it, but they offer a high vibrational state, so a higher frequency, let's say, than the lower, the more dense.
Yeah.
You know, follow what I'm saying, kind of?
Absolutely.
So Scott also talked about the breath work that I do. Trained facilitator and trainer with the Transformational Breath Foundation. And I've done quite a bit of traveling in my training work and now in my teaching to offer that to people. And so the breath work, that the sessions that we provide for people and the opportunity to breathe and access that point of power, that opportunity for integration that's available in the breath, is very similar to what the DVDs offer. Very similar to what the sound from the crystal bowl offers. Very similar to what we get when we sound with our own voice. We set up this higher vibration and then actually entrain what's in us that's not quite so high, maybe a limiting belief, thought, program, something somebody else taught us or told us was true that we never really got to make a choice about.
Now, what's interesting about that, and how I correlate it and how it connects for me, my understanding is based on one of the aspects why I'm interested in using Scott's work in my work. When I'm facilitating a workshop, and an aspect of it is soul psychology, which is the study and practice of the art and science of human evolution and consciousness. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of work there in regard to reprogramming limiting beliefs. And how do you reprogram? Well, you got to access that subconscious. So as you were just talking about, both of you, in regard to advertising and all of that, we know, most of us know, that it's been a long sense tool for corporations using the meta communication, the unspoken communication, to get that that message across by their product. And what is that? When you're standing in front of, or sitting in front of the television, you're in a trance-like state. You are present with that television. The blinking of the lights, the sounds that are coming in, they're all frequency, and they access, they reach right through your conscious mind and tap right into that subconscious. So like Scott said, oh, I think I want a Coke. I think I want to, you know, I want to go have that candy bar or whatever. So what I'm hearing is that even with your work, the breath work, as anyone who has meditated, they begin by saying, listen to your breath. And when you're listening to your breath, you are pulled straight center and present. You become present in that moment by just listening to the breath, as it is when you are sitting in front of a screen and hearing the frequency of the music that's playing, and your brain is responding to the flashes of light and the visuals. I see how it definitely is symbiotic in its nature. And because of that, I see the power. That's the power. Because you are bypassing everyone's blocks, their resistance, their beliefs that are contrary to what the message you are attempting to share with them. And what I experienced with Scott's work is, although it's not subliminal, he says it's superliminal, and superliminal is right out in front for you to see. It's not that 24th frame on each film piece, where, for those of you who never heard of that before, there in every shot or every frame, there's a little tiny splice that is blank, where those that be would put the messages of go drink Coke, go get some popcorn, go, you know, whatever. Those are subliminal. Your eye does not see it. You are not conscious that you're seeing this message, but it reaches very powerfully, bypassing your conscious mind into your subconscious, making you think you want to go get a Coke or a thing of popcorn or buy a new car or whatever that, you know, hell that it is. But Scott's work, although it's super liminal, it still accesses, I would say, the subconscious, but not in a backdoor, subversive kind of way. As you explained in the video, I saw that everything that is flashing at the speed of light are derivatives from the actual word that is coming very slowly out to you. Like, say, for instance, joy, or, you know, abundance, or, you know, worthiness, or whatever it may be. And because of that, I experienced it to be very powerful, because the visuals and the frequency of the music, everything was so frequency specific. It matched perfectly. The music, the sounds matched perfectly to what I was seeing on the screen, and it absolutely raised my frequency to the frequency of what the message was on the screen, and in particular, freedom. Very powerful. It passed the goosebump test, and it totally expanded me in that moment in which I was present with it. And I think because of that, whoever is listening and whoever is intending upon creating the highest version of themselves, we cannot have too many tools to assist us in that. I absolutely feel this is one tool that anyone on that journey would do well to at least check out and see a sample for themselves. If your intention is to become more complete with abundance in your life, check out the Abundance DVD. If it is freedom that you are needing in your life, if it is gratitude, if it is health, any of those four subjects, I believe, if you spend just a little time becoming present with it, using it as a tool to get your consciousness in that state. I mean, we're in that other state the whole time of the day, you know, but if you take 5-10 minutes a day and pop these type of messages in to help you balance out all of the other lower frequency messages that you're bombarded by, I believe it's just my personal observation that it would do you well and absolutely raise your consciousness to the level in which you're intending it on being. I'm very much looking forward to the love one, because love is where it's at. Love is all about love.
Yeah, absolutely. And so in the middle of working on that, and never rush the process, because it's about the quality rather than the quantity. And so excited about releasing that in May by the latest.
May.
Yeah. So just excited about working on that. And wow, you just, you're like bullseye, right? I'm just inspired listening to you about it. So it's really great. And when I hear from people all over the world that their interpretation and their what it is for them, I just keep getting lit up about, like, wow, Scott, you just keep going. You're right on top. Right? It's like, so God, thank you for those wonderful words, because I think you explained it really powerfully.
That is
its intention. And to hear people express that is wonderful. And your listeners can go and check out samples at the website. It's okay to put a plug in.
Yeah, absolutely. Let them know.
So it's just like it sounds. I get real TV. You know, one word. IGetRealTV.com. And there's samples there for people to view of each of the DVDs. And also there's a link there to YouTube.com/IGetRealTV. You get to see some full chapters. And there's lots of comments, and a lot of people are viewing that, and that's starting to spread out in a way. I guess they call it viral. It becomes viral. I'm like, oh, this isn't a virus. This is love. You know,
it's a love virus.
It's a love virus. So they can have a look there too. And then it's like you said, if that inspires you, and that's what happens, I'll get an email saying, wow, what's the stuff? How can I just go to the website there and get it? And so we've got DVDs going out to Mexico, France, Italy, Germany, all over Moldova, wherever. I think it's a place next to Romania, way out, you know. But just it's just so great to have the DVDs going out. And then we'll be working this summer on creating a translations in different languages for a compilation DVD. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, we'll be looking at different languages so we can get it out. Because that's one of the requests I keep getting.
Yeah.
People want to have that done. So we'll be working on that. And so it's just one foot in front of the other and just loving this process. Here's what's interesting about it, just from, to me anyways, like as creating these, you can't fake this.
No, you can't.
You know, you can't fake this. Like, and I'll tell you, I'm human, right? I'm not the ascended master come down from the mountain and, you know, come listen to me. This is an expression. I'm a human being filled with joy when I'm filled with joy. And,
exactly.
You know, and when I stub my toe, I'm not very happy and
yeah,
I swear and all that.
Totally.
Or more realistically, with relationship, you know, this, we're all working through it. So anyways, I can't just be in one of those limited, angry or whatever spots and then, you know, produce a chapter on love. Just ain't going to work.
It's just not happening. You know what?
Yeah.
When you're like totally just jacked up about something,
that's
you're
right.
Vibrating like on whatever, 92.3,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then how can you access 105.9
yeah.
if you're vibrating on
92.3? Right. Yeah.
So it's like little increments, you know, after the stubbing of the toe or after the argument or whatever,
right?
You need a little something that can maybe bump you up to 95.7.
That's
and
right.
Then from 95.7, you can access
yeah.
101.1 or whatever.
Right.
Easier.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
To not make, you know, that jump, that 92.3 all the way to 105.9. It's like, are you effing kidding me?
Yeah.
You'll
yeah.
be like, you know, slam the door on the person's face.
That's right.
So
yeah.
It's just, it really is about being real. And,
yeah.
and it's so apropos, the name of your company.
Yeah.
I Get Real TV, because
yeah.
it's that way. And
yeah.
it's not necessary to be the ascended master. Because you know what? You're here.
Yeah.
We're all here together. We're all having the same experience with a billion, what, 7 billion different variations of the same
yeah.
experience.
Yeah.
So how perfect for you to be just who you are, where you're at.
Yeah.
As we all are, who we are, and where we're at, and it fits perfectly.
Yeah. Cool. Yes. Yes.
So on that note, I think we'll take a little bit of a break, and we'll be back with Scott Accogliani and his beautiful friend, Jim. Thank you so much again, Jim, for stopping by. We'll be back momentarily. 2012, Journey to Evolution. This is Tambourine Borelli, but I do sound like someone whose name might be Penelope. Penelope sometimes makes a little appearance, and it takes a while for her to leave. I've got to coerce her in some way, and I'm not really sure how. But wait, let me just shake my hair for a time or two. Okay, Penelope, you can come back later. Okay, I'm here. Will we get serious? Let's get real.
Nice.
Can we get real?
That was not strange at all. With freedom and playfulness.
That's right. There are no rules. I don't believe in them. All right, we are in them. Okay, so, on the break, Jim was saying something that really made a whole lot of sense. Could you repeat that, please?
I'm giving Jim a funny face from buddies. And my face was, well, who are you? I thought this was about me.
Well, you're the one who brought him. So.
Oh, that's right. Go ahead, Jim. Talk to us.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate that. Interacting with that, because it actually gave me a moment to try to remember what it was that I said.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So that I could repeat it. But I have it now. So my comment was that, Tambourine, when you spoke of the breath, and because breath really is I feel. And what I found for myself and what I have people report to me is that the breathing that we do, we call conscious breathing. So we bring the consciousness to the breath and the focus there and pay attention to the breath, specifically the point between the inhale and exhale and the point between the exhale and the next inhale. There's a point of presence that's available there. So everything else just kind of melts away and we're actually there with ourselves, present, in the now. And so what I was saying was that, and you said that, those aren't my words, you said that with your own words earlier. So what I was commenting on was that when we use the idea of real TV or anything else of a higher vibration that we're up to, any of the modalities or tools, any of the anything from yoga to any form of meditation that we practice, when we pay attention to the breath and get ourselves really present, really here, really in the body, because this is what we came for. It's tempting to drift out here and drift out there and take these little journeys, and that's always available, but we're really here to be in this experience, present now.
Right.
So when we watch these DVDs, when we're actually choosing a program, something to feed to ourselves of a high vibration, of a positive nature, when we pay attention to the breath, it steps up the impact of that many, many times. And it's a good thing to remember walking, dancing, whatever activity we engage in. Was that pretty much it for you?
It wasn't, and that led into, it was kind of the conversation between both you and Scott, and the segue that I'm going to go with came from what was said right after you said that, which was about the importance of, I'm going to let Scott, you reiterate this,
okay,
but in regard to, you were all about the mind neurons and all these, mm-hmm, all of your DVDs up until now before love, and it's been up in the head, and now you're bringing it down, the consciousness down into the heart.
Yeah.
So can you just...
Sure, yeah. I mean, in the process of creating each of these DVDs, the topic I dive into, I was saying how I can't be fake about it. There's no fault, I can't make that one up. It's like I be health when I'm building and creating the health DVD. During freedom, I couldn't not be free and express in this way a concept called freedom. I actually literally need to be free. And so what I was sharing with you is that while I'm creating this fifth DVD called Love, we were laughing about, well, I'm not this, walking, breathing,
right,
24/7 being of love.
Right.
But at least that I'm present to, right? I have like the normal everyday, I got to do this, or I got to mow the lawn, or whatever, it's just life comes up.
Yeah.
I can't fake that. So it's really the process of bringing it from that mental idea. And again, you've mentioned in the earlier DVDs and even in my introductions, and even my working with video with Dr. Joe Dispenza, who's really all about explaining very well the concepts and the ideas of neurons firing and the neurons that fire together, wire together, and the connection that the neurons take, like in a physiological, real, no kidding, this isn't mysticism,
right,
the real deal, that it becomes more and more common knowledge. I'm sure most of the people listening already, you know, we know this. I'm not here to teach you that. Like, we're just realizing that. So, but less of that, now it's becoming to the, with the love DVD, the creation of love, what I'm getting present to is really great to know a lot of what happens physiologically and what happens chemically. And where does it start? It really does start in the feeling. It really does start in the heart, and this idea, this concept, this huge, unlimited, almost undefinable thing called love.
Right.
I wouldn't dare try to be like, I am the author of love. You know, and I get to express this thing called I Get Real TV, and I'm calling this TV love, right? So I'm in the space of love, and it's just been that process. So when I'm not that, it's like, oh, time to get up from the editing room. I call it my love cave currently. So I can,
is that anything familiar to the love shack?
That's called Penelope Ford.
She's a nickel trickster and a nickel tall, if you must know. Oh, Penelope, get back in the closet.
Lovely, very lovely. Good heavens.
Someone once told me the greatest things are achieved with a light heart.
Awesome. Now, how can I be serious with these two silly people? Everybody shut up. I want to talk.
Okay, go ahead. I'll go in the closet with Penelope.
No, actually, the laughter is much better. It's healing. And yeah, so where do we go now with this conversation?
Well, it just was reminding me how important, this is just my perspective and some of the information I've been reading about lately, the Hathors. Are any one of you familiar with the Hathors? The Hathors are sound and light beings. Mm-hmm. They are far more ancient than this planet, and they had everything to do with the ancient mystery schools in Egypt. And they're just beautiful beings, and they continue to assist us in ways of information. And this particular book, The Hathors, they really emphasized the importance in regard to bringing our consciousness down to the heart. That it wasn't, you know, how many disciplines or whatever avatar type things that we could do with our mind that was going to elevate us to a higher state of consciousness. The key was bringing our presence into our heart, our love center, our compassion, because compassion, some have said, is even higher than love. They say, this was a really beautiful quote, someone said that sex is the seed, love is the flower, and compassion is the fragrance. You know, you have the earthly, you have the in-between earthly and etherical, and then you have the etherical. And granted, we are here for this experience. We are in these bodies. We are here to experience the seed, the flower, and the fragrance, with no judgment on any of it. But I'm just saying that to say how important it is, you know, and again, this is just my vantage point. It doesn't mean it's the truth. It's my truth. How important love and compassion has become in my own journey of evolution, firstly and foremost for myself, to let go and identify whatever was at the root of those limiting beliefs of unworthiness and, you know, forgiving myself for ever believing any of those things were true. And in that forgiveness and compassion for myself, I was able to get to that ever cliche of loving myself. You know, you hear it all the time. Right. Well, do you love yourself? I mean, he clearly doesn't love himself, you know.
Yeah.
But the thing is if you just strip it all the way down to brass tacks, loving yourself is to not have any point of contention or to hold yourself in any form of contempt and let yourself off the hook for anything. that is disturbing your peace of anyone else in your life, because if anyone else in your life is disturbing your peace, it's because you haven't let your own self off the hook for something you haven't forgiven yourself for, you know? So love, compassion, forgiveness. And when we can get there, I think that is raising the frequency, right? And right now in the studio, wink, wink, I'm lifting my hand. We're raising the frequency, right? When you're raising the frequency from 92.3 to 102.3 to all the way up to 105.9, what's happening? Your hand is ascending, you know? Sometimes it may not be so airy-fairy in regard to, oh, they raised their frequency and they started to become transparent and they are now lifting up into the clouds, never to be seen of again until we make them saints and build churches for them, right? Sometimes it's just practical. Sometimes it's just as easy and as simple as elevating your consciousness, raising your frequency, and that's ascension. That's, again, my humble observation and my own opinion.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean it's the truth.
Here's the thing is, it feels like there's some accuracy to that. When I check in with my heart,
yeah.
In my head, that might not make sense. I don't know, but it's not about living from there. And that's what we were talking about. It's when we start to actually check in with heart and have, and there's actually a perception that we can tap into that's a heart, like a felt perception.
Yes.
And to live from that place, then there's a couple things that would happen that we could do. We could not harm other people in the ways that we do now.
Yes.
You know, I mean, we just wouldn't in that way. And I like what you said about the love of self, because it really, in my humble opinion, until I get there for myself, I really can't love another person.
That's the truth.
I can say that I will. I can promise that I will. I can try to.
It's the truth.
But it'll keep coming up, keep coming up, keep coming up. So it's to go within and have that self-forgiveness, self-love, self-nurturing, self-care, and really doing it there. And that maybe that sounds selfish.
But you know what? Who said anything? You know, that's another trick that, you know, we were duped into thinking being selfish was, that's another judgment.
Mm-hmm, right.
You know?
And then it's what meaning do we put on the word self? Because ultimately, sounds like you're coming from the shared definition that I view, which is the big capital S, even capital ELF, so the capital self, meaning that part of self that is literally the self that we all are. Like we are, let's call it self, what? Let's call it God, let's call it creation, let's call it source, let's call it whatever it is.
Yeah,
that
whatever.
We're extensions of that. And when one comes to self, ish is
that,
very
now look how beautiful
thing.
That's
God,
profound.
God-ish. Yeah.
It is absolutely
being-ish, universe-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, you bet. And one of the things that I'm really clear about when I'm sitting with you two beautiful, powerful entities and beautiful, powerful beings are that you're expressing and you're in action, you're in the physical doing what you're being, who you're being. And who you're being is power and love. Tambourine, you are powerfully expressing in articulating in words over this beautiful creation of yours and ours called the internet, doing this radio show, reaching tens, hundreds, thousands, an unlimited amount from your beautiful voice and your expression. You're actually doing, you're here expressing, but what I'm talking about, and you do energy work, and you do, I know you're a musician, a brilliant creative artist, right? This is you being that in the doing, but we're here to do. We're here to do and play.
Yeah.
I'm doing this with my I Get Real TV DVDs, my expression through visual audio, because gosh darn it, it's fun. And it's an expression. What do I ultimately want to do? You peel those layers. Yeah, sure, I want maybe what, a little love, a little attention. I'm no different than anybody. But, you know, I want to help others.
Yeah.
I want to just offer my love. Compassion, you mentioned, you know, that brings me joy. That brings me happiness. And with my friend here, Jim, right? I mean, your presence and who you are. You just are that. It looks like in the world of doing, you're a facilitator of breath. I've been in your class. It's amazing. I don't know if you remember, I was in tears and I had a huge breakthrough. Like the work you do is phenomenal and you're doing it now. This is worthwhile. This is connected. This is real. So here I am, humbly, I get real. I'm still uncovering, right?
Yeah.
I'm getting real TV. But it's my, and I'm just so pleased to be here and, highlighting that. I feel, gosh darn it, you're making me feel special. I love that, that concept. No, we're not. Nobody's special. And we're all special.
That's the thing. Yeah. We're all so special that nobody's special. You know?
Yeah.
And I just want to tag on to what you were saying in regard to that us all being part of the self, you know, that one. So it's true. How can you fix yourself to harm anyone else, or, you know, every time you say something about anyone else or anything that you do or say, it is to yourself, because everyone really is an extension of our mind. You know, some little fragment of our mirror. Some we really like and some we really don't like. But nonetheless, you know, they're all part of us. So I just wanted to tag on that and say that in regard to these mind movies, how it affects people because of the fact that we're all one. When you pop in these DVDs, or I'll say when I pop them in, and I see people doing whatever they're doing, I can relate to the people that are in the video because of the fact, you know, clearly I am not the ascended master either, but I'll say this, that I know enough at this juncture in my journey that whoever and whatever I am observing is a part of my own mind and a reflection of myself. Mm-hmm. So I can see myself in those characters, in those DVDs, and that's why it works so deep, you know, because if I see someone I can identify with doing something that I am endeavoring to achieve, whether it be being one with my abundance and my worthiness for abundance, or being one with my health and my utmost health, just pristine vitality, right? I immediately, by identifying with them, I immediately take myself to that frequency, and I am that in that moment,
yes.
Right?
Yes, yes.
And the same goes for freedom. My God, who doesn't want to be free, right? Especially those who think they are and are the furthest away from being free, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm just like, you know, it's really powerful. That's why it's powerful. In the beginning, I said it's a very powerful work. But this is why it's powerful. Because, you know, people are like, well, why is it powerful?
Right.
You know,
right.
I say tune into one. Check it out on igetrealtv.com. Check one out. You'll see for yourself. I would guarantee you that one of these four, if not all of them, you will resonate with. And it will affect you in a beautiful and profound way, if that is what your intention is. We're going to take one more break, a real quick one, and we'll be back in just a minute. Were you in the loo? Were you in the bathroom or something? No? We're all looking at each other going, you don't know if we should stop. It was kind of an impromptu break. Maybe he wasn't expecting. And then Scott went to the bathroom. Oh, that's so funny. Okay, so you want me to stop talking at 3:55? Okay, cool. So we'll, in the last 5 minutes, we'll wrap up. We'll give any information. If you want to give some information of how people can contact you, if anything you're doing, and then some, whatever you want to share with as we wrap up.
Okay.
And then I will, and then we'll
cool.
say so long, farewell. What's the joy in that song? Remember that?
You can be the little girl with the pouch.
That was me. I was Gretel. I actually played Gretel. He goes nuts. Yeah. Oh, my God. So she's dead. The sun has gone to bed and so must I. And all of the officers who guessed that I knew. Oh my God, are you listening to us, Beth?
He's triggering the guest.
Oh, oh my God, that is so funny.
Maybe we'll do a review.
We are having way too much fun,
Julie. The forest is alive.
The No, it was
kind of
with the sound of
you.
Yeah,
blaring out the
word one. No. Yes. God, you guys, you
flashback to the Sound of Music.
If you had been eavesdropping on the break, you really would have wished that you could have been here listening, because it was rather hilarious. We did a little rendition of Sound of, oh God, here's Penelope. We did a rendition of Sound of Music. And which song was that?
The forest is alive. The sound of tambourine.
Oh my God. Seth from the room, he said, no, it's the hills.
Oh, the hills.
The hills are alive. Okay, no, actually, we haven't had any midday wine or anything. It's just like straight up high frequency, good vibe, just feeling good. We are just being really, really silly. And don't you want to be silly too? Okay, so let's wrap this show up, although I hate to, but Mr. Corleone, can you tell us how we can get in contact with you again? Just can you repeat that for the audience, please?
Absolutely. You can go to the website, igetrealtv.com, and check out the samples, check out the different DVDs we have. Also, I'd love to point your attention to signing up for the free Thoughtscapes, which are about a minute or two versions of video expressions that I do in the style of I Get Real TV. And you get those free every month, so people can sign up on that list. If that's something you'd like to do, I know we all have email inboxes that sometimes are overflow, but this is just a non-salesy way for me to share, and people seem to really love it. It's just more and more people get involved with that, and I send them out once a month. And they're called Thoughtscapes, and you'll see those on the igetrealtv.com website.
I love those.
Come on by, stop, check things out. If you're moved to, send me a hello, sign up for Thoughtscapes if that moves you. Check out the samples, get a DVD for yourself, whatever moves you. Thank you for doing that if you're doing it. It's just really great to talk to all of you in Tampa. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And Sir Jim.
Yes.
Can you tell people how to get a hold of you and what you do and anything you've got going on?
Yeah, Tambourine Night. I could be contacted through the Transformational Breath Foundation website, and that is www.transformationalbreathing.com. And I'm going to just give the listeners that information because that's a listing of facilitators worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So anywhere in the United States and most states in the United States and many countries in the world, facilitators are available to work with people. And my information can be found in that website under facilitators in the United States in the state of Washington.
Beautiful.
My name is Jim Bacon. And my phone number is in there. There's my email address is in there. And we'll just do it that way, and people can find me that way.
Beautiful. Thank you both for having fun with me today.
It was a blast.
And let me just say, next week we are going to be broadcasting from Denver, Colorado. I will be speaking at the Infinity Experience and doing a full-day 2012 Journey to Evolution workshop the following day. So tune in then, and we're going to be with Corey Johnson from Consciousness 360. She's a very powerful woman. She's making a lot of strides in the way of connecting people in a conscious way and marketing just to a whole new level of consciousness. So look forward to that, and we will see you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Forgotten who